We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. In context of today's show, I want you to have an honest conversation with yourself. And I'm going to relay some principles that I want you to remember on this show. So I hope you can stick with me for the entire show. And this conversation is going to be about retirement, or better yet, let's call it wealth building, okay? What is retirement exactly for us at Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, it's when our passive income meets or exceeds our monthly financial obligations. And why do I say monthly? Well, monthly is because the way we invest in real estate, we get our passive income monthly, and sometimes we get it quarterly, depending on what we're doing. And so what does that mean when we're retired? It means we can do what we want, when we want, where we want, with whom we want, how we want. We don't rely on W-2 income, okay? So how are you on your retirement, or how are you on your wealth building, and where are you on that path? And in fact, the title for today's show is, what's your retirement plan, and is it on track? And I want you to have this honest conversation with yourself as we go through this show. Or can I phrase it another way? Let's say it like this. What is your wealth plan, and is it on track? Do you have any idea of what you will need to retire? And that's an open question, because none of us knows what we need. We have an idea, but that's all crystal ball stuff, my friends. But we've got to start somewhere, okay? Are you on the save and spend retirement strategy? And what do I mean by that? I mean save and create a bag of money, call that bag of money retirement, and then spend it down over time. That's the save and spend retirement strategy. That's the conventional wisdom world. Or conversely, is your strategy the invest and collect strategy, aka also known as the create passive income strategy? I can tell you I'm utilizing the latter strategy, but for 25 years, I was definitely in that save and spend strategy until I woke up and I realized I couldn't save my way to retirement, or at least I couldn't save my way to the retirement that I wanted, the retirement that I had envisioned. And I know you're itching for me to define these strategies a little deeper, but I want to give you some facts, and these facts are going to wrap the context of our show. And if you do nothing else today, I want you to take these facts with you, okay? The poor spend their money, the middle class saves their money, and the wealthy invest their money. Let that sink in for a moment. The poor spend their money, the middle class saves their money, and the wealthy invest their money. And we're going to go through this throughout the show. And what group are you in? Are you the spender? Are you the saver? Are you the investor? When I was young, I was definitely the spender, right? I didn't know any better. But then I got married, got out of college, started having kids, and And up until I was in my 40s, I was a saver. And why was I a saver? Well, I was a saver for several reasons, but I was a saver because I wanted to be the responsible husband, the responsible father. And I followed this saver strategy. And this strategy was taught to me and it was ingrained to me at a very, very early age. And it was reinforced everywhere I was in life. It was reinforced in financial articles, newspapers, magazines, friends, family, my parents, right? My parents, save for a rainy day, save your money. This is how you get ahead. And this is what responsible people do, okay, right? That was just reinforced and pushed upon me. I was told to work. I was told to save my money. And I was told to pay my taxes, okay, right? That's the saver mentality. I paid down the house. I was a saver. I put, when I could, if I'd get a bonus or something from work, would we go spend it or do this or do that? No, we deferred. We put extra money into mutual funds. Again, I was the saver. I set up educational IRAs for my kids. Even though I knew I'd never get enough with the price of college the way it is today, I still set those funds up and tried to put money aside, and I was the saver. And I paid cash for everything. I didn't borrow. Again, I was the saver. And you know what's funny? In some of those years, I mean, I had some fantastic W-2 income, okay? I was a sales rep and would grow the territory and work. And every now and then I'd get an incredible bonus until corporate America decided to adjust the strategy. They always do, adjust the territory. If you make too much, right, they get mad. So, but there were some years where I had that excellent W-2 income, but we could never save enough, never. My wife and I deferred and deferred for decades, and yet we still didn't feel like we were getting close to where we wanted to be. And what does this look like? It looks like, well, we wouldn't buy birthday gifts for one another, and we wouldn't buy Christmas gifts for one another, and we lived frugally. We drove the car for 10 years, coupons, keeping the air conditioner on 78, right? But what happened? We could never save enough, no matter what. We realized you can't save your way to wealth. And I'm not here asking you to feel sorry for me. That's not what it's about, okay? We still live frugally, but we live frugally for an absolutely, completely different reason, for a whole new reason, an actual legitimate reason, not some of this puff in the smoke sheep mentality that's pressed upon us from a very early age about save, 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 save. And then one day you're going to be wealthy, because my friends, the truth is that doesn't work. And we were savers for 25 years, all the way until my mid 40s. And then I found Lifestyles Unlimited and it changed my life. And that's when my wife and I, we moved, we graduated from being savers and we became investors. And it has made all the difference in the world. We matured. We had known, and we realized that we would never, never be able to save our way to freedom, that the only way to get to freedom was to invest our way to freedom. Because you see, my friends, the poor spend their money, the middle class saves their money, and the wealthy invest their money. And as we go through this show, I'm gonna show you some facts in some of the other segments, and we're going to talk about what that really looks like, what the level of saving and really, really is in this country, right? The richest country in the world. And the big plan for us, for the middle class, and for the most of you, this show is going to be directed at you, because you're in that middle class. You're right where I was for years and years and years, and it's that saver mentality. And again, it's ingrained in all of us. I'm not blaming anybody at all. It's the society that we live in. It's this middle class, conventional wisdom mindset that surrounds us. But you see, my friends, you've got to graduate from that saver mentality. You've got to graduate from that middle class mentality if you ever want to get into the wealthy side, right? You've got to understand that you need to invest your money, okay? Now, my wife and I, we still live frugally. We live frugally, and we save, and I still keep the AC on 78. But I do that for a reason, because you see, I'm saving up chunks of money. And when I get chunks of money, I invest that. And I invest it to create passive income. I invest it to follow this path of wealth. I invest it to create a new life, one that I knew that I couldn't save my way to. And it's a 100%, 180-degree different mindset, okay? In fact, we just cobbled together enough money to invest in another multifamily opportunity. And was it difficult? Yeah, it was actually a little bit difficult. I had a chunk from a refi, but I didn't quite have enough that I needed to go into this multifamily opportunity that came across. And this is an incredible lead investor, a very, very successful lead investor that this person, it's actually a husband and wife team, and they are dynamic. They understand what they're doing. And so it was important for us to participate in this opportunity. And it was a little bit difficult, right? Could we have taken that money and put new carpet in the house? Sure. Could we have painted the house? Sure. It would have been nice. Could we have taken a vacation? Sure. But we realized that we needed to invest and we needed to create a cash flow snowball. We'll be right back in a moment with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
What would $200 to $500 extra income a month do for you? It's one of the five ways investment real estate earns money. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will show you how. Lifestyles Unlimited has been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the five ways to make money with real estate investing. The first way is cash flow. Cash flow is the reason we seek passive income producing assets. When you have cash flow, you have income. You buy a piece of real estate where the rental income is greater than the monthly income by a decent margin. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about proper cash flow and other ways that real estate makes you money. To learn how to attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com and learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. That's 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk 1370.
Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today, I've been reviewing three financial, and I'm going to call them attitudes, right? Because an attitude is just a way that people are behaving. It's a way that people are acting. And how are these financial attitudes within a wealth creation plan? How are they affecting it? Because you see, the poor spend the money, the middle class saves the money, and the wealthy invest their money. And quickly, I want to give a shout out to our Arizona listeners. We just opened an office in Phoenix, a brand new office in Phoenix. And so if you're in that part of the country, Tempe, Mesa, Scottsdale, Phoenix, we have our office. It's right there in the Biltmore area. We've got our realty agent on hand. Our multifamily and single family mentors are in place. We have single-family investors. We have multifamily investors that are active in the Phoenix area now. And you need to come check us out. You need to come attend a free workshop if you're interested in what we're doing, if you want to see what true wealth creation is, what true passive income creation is. Our next free workshops there at the Phoenix office are November 9th, November 19th, and December 3rd. And we're doing our road trips, we're doing our vendor events, and we're doing our monthly case study events. And you can see that at buymylifeback.com. That's buymylifeback.com. So a little shout out to Phoenix. We're happy we've got that shop up and off the ground, but that's our newest lifestyles office. So if you're in that area, please check us out. Okay, back to these three different financial attitudes or financial habits. And I'm not trying to put everybody into a box for the most part, so work with me. But as a whole, the poor spend their money, the middle class save their money, and the wealthy invest their money. And they're completely different mindsets, okay? Completely different mindsets. And how does that pertain to retirement or retirement planning? That first group, the poor, bottom line, they don't save. They don't save at all. And are you in this group? You may be shocked how many people are in this group. It's extremely shocking, right? It's extremely shocking in the richest nation in the world. But one half of all Americans age 31 to 61, right, mature adults, have $5,000 or less in savings. $5,000 or less. That is shocking. And I'll go through the percentiles for you, right? 50%, $5,000 or less. You want to be in the top 40% of savers in this country? All you need is $20,000, top 40%. Top 30%, top third. Okay, again, in the richest nation in the world, what does that take? $50,000. That puts you in the top third. You want to be in the top 20%? That's $116,000. And our top 10% have saved $274,000 or more. My friends, these numbers, my opinion, they present a very harsh future for retirees in this country, a very, very harsh future. And that this retirement's going to be remembered as an ideal of the 20th century. And who's going to get punched in the face? Gen X and the millennials. They are ground zero for this retirement bomb. And this retirement bomb is going to begin to unravel in the next 10 to 15 years. It is. It absolutely is. Let's go into median retirement savings, right? Let's talk about people that are savers. What is the median ages for families age 56 to 61? That's the doorstep to retirement. How much have they saved at the doorstep to retirement? $17,000. That's the median. That means half of families have less, one half more. Is that Halloween was just the other day. That's the scariest thing out there, is that people have amassed on the doorstep to retirement a whopping $17,000. In the wealthiest nation on earth, tell me that's not a problem. Yet when you look at Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. is worried about some stupid phone call to Ukraine when 100 million Americans are destined to remain poor until their dying days. And maybe that is the plan. Maybe that's the big plan for Washington, D.C. And I can't say I haven't thought about that, right? The conspiracy theorist in me. What if we had a society of poor, dependent people? What does that look like? Maybe that's the plan. I don't know. What are we going to do about it? Well, we're not sitting around. The solution is right here, my friends. The solution is on this show. The solution is getting educated. The solution is understanding what wealth creation is. The solution is understanding that you don't save your money to wealth, you invest your way to wealth. The solution is on my show. It's on Dell's show. It's on Al and Andy's show. And you need to hear what we're saying. You need to look into our message. You need to understand if you need a path to wealth, it's right here at Lifestyles Unlimited. And what is wealth? Well, I tell my kids, wealth is freedom. It's freedom points. When they were little and, hey, Daddy, I've got $20. I saved $20. Well, I would tell my kids, you have $20 worth of freedom points. And it's just a kindergarten way to look at it. But it worked. It works for them, and they understand it because That's all wealth is. It's freedom points, right? The more points you have, the more freedom you have. So let's go back to these categories again. If you're not a saver and you are a spender, you may find yourself in that 50% category, that $5,000 or less in savings. And what's retirement going to look like for you if you're in this category? Well, there's not going to be a retirement for you. You're going to need to pray that your health doesn't go south, because you're going to be working until your last days. In fact, 20% today of people aged 70 to 74 are still working today. Let me say that again. 20% of people aged 70 to 74 are still working today. That number is going to continue to rise, my friends, as will the age. As we live longer, I think we're a decade away from a little fact saying 20% of people ages 75 to 85 are still working. Because it's right there. It's in the face. This conventional wisdom plan is not working, okay? And I don't want to sound cold or callous. It's not who I am. I'm always going to deliver the facts, if you know me, no matter where those facts lead. But if you've only got $5,000 to your name, you need to make a change today or just accept your situation, okay? What does change look like? Well, if you're listening to the show, I got a feeling you want to change for the better. You don't want to be poor. You want to create wealth, and you want to retire. So step one is you've got to get out of that spender category, and you have to go to the saver category. You do, just for a short period of time, because you can't be an investor if you don't have any savings to invest. So you've got to get out of that spender category. So step one sounds real simple. Stop spending your money. Find a way to be more frugal. And yes, I've said it, and I know you can't save your way to retirement, but you can save your way to that first rent home. You can save your way to that first passive investment in an apartment community. And again, you can do that for $25,000, sometimes less, okay? So you can save your way to get started on that path of investing, all right? And I'm not going to go all Dave Ramsey out on you here, but for you spenders, his principles apply. So we're going to pick this up on the other side. My name's Mike Harrison with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. We'll be right back in a moment.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call our show with any questions or comments, our number's 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Or feel free to shoot me an email at askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. Today, we've been discussing what's your retirement plan and is it on track, or more aptly titled, what's your wealth plan and is it on track? And I want to say that in the context of three habits or three attitudes. And these are: the poor spend their money, the middle class save their money, and the wealthy invest their money. And if you take nothing away from today's show, I want you to remember that. I want you to carry that with you, and I want you to think about that as you walk your path to retirement. And what's that path look like? Are you on track? Are you not on track? And if you're not on track, is it because you're not investing your money, you're trying to save your way to retirement, which we don't work, example after example after example? Or are you maybe trapped in that spender mentality? Okay, where are you sitting there, and how's that pertain to your path? So in the last segment, we talked about the poor group, right? The people that spend everything they make. They have less than $5,000 in their savings, and sadly, actually, amazingly, that's 50% of this country. 50% of this country has amassed a savings of $5,000 or less. But I don't necessarily want to talk about that.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Show really is directed at you savers, because that's where the majority of us come from, and that's where I was. That's where I was for decades. And it is the way of the conventional wisdom world. That's reinforced everywhere we look. And at an early, early age, it's the world we're taught. And it's the go to school, to get good grades, to get into a good college. And for some reason, society has now accepted the fact that it's okay to borrow tens of thousands of dollars for college. And it's not okay, by the way. But anyway, society has accepted the fact that, yeah, by all means, borrow tens of thousands of dollars for college, because when you get out with that psychology degree, you're not going to be able to get a job, and you're going to be $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt. And how that became acceptable, I don't know, but it's wrong. But anyway, we continue on. And why do we go to college? So we can get a good job. And then what do? When we have a good job, we save, we save, we save, we save. What does that look like? That's feeding a 401k. And yes, my friends, a 401k is a glorified savings plan. And then, and only then, after 40 or 50 years, can you retire. That plan does not work. How do I know the 401k is a savings plan and not an investment that they try to tell us that it is an investment? It's not an investment. How do I know that? Because it didn't pay you anything last month. What did your 401k pay you? What was your distribution last quarter from your 401k? The answer is zero, okay? The answer is zero. If it does not cash flow, it is not an investment, okay? Do you see why we're not spenders, nor are we savers? We really are savers, just for brief periods of time. We save, we amass a chunk of money, and then we put that into an investment, whether that's an apartment community or another single-family home. And if you want to see what our idea of investing really looks like and how we create passive income and wealth, you need to check out what we do. And the way to do that is to attend a free workshop, okay? This free workshop took me 2 years to finally go to. I don't want you to wait that long. And where can you find a free workshop? You can find it online at retireinfiveyearsorless.com, retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's the number five, and you'll see a map of the United States. Click on your state and find the workshop that's appropriate for you. And I can honestly say that workshop changed my life. It was my first step toward financial freedom. It was my first step to stop being a saver, and it was my first step to becoming an investor. So you savers out there, the middle class, I spent 25 years there, and it's what I was taught from a very, very young age, right? It's conventional wisdom. It's there. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying that's the world out there. Save your money for a rainy day, right? Dave Ramsey, max out your IRAs, max out your 401ks. Save, scrimp, do it again. And then one bright day, you'll be wealthy enough to retire with dignity, and it does not work, okay? It's blowing up in the face of people every day. Retirement, my friends, is not an age, nor is it a pile of money. And the problem is, you've been taught, those of you that are in this saver, this middle-class mentality, you've been told that saving's investing, right? That's the bill of goods, I think, that's really, when we look at it, when we dig deep in, that's the bill of goods that's been sold. Saving is somehow investing. They are completely different, totally different, okay? But again, this bill of goods has been sold on American society from a very young age. Again, that a 401k is investing. It's really a savings plan. IRAs are savings plan. Paying off your home, how about that one? Actually, in my opinion, that's worse than saving. Why? And I know I'm going to get some emails from you. Go ahead, ask Mike at luinc.com. Paying off your home, in a way, is a little bit worse than savings. Yes, it's wealth on your balance sheet, but it's wealth that you can't really access, okay? You can't really access it easily. You can't pay a bill with it. You can't go buy food with it. You can't go shopping with it. It's just, it's sitting there. It's very similar to a CD or a savings bond. You can't spend it. We call it debt equity, okay? But again, it's a middle class mindset that you've been sold. And back to these savings figures that I mentioned earlier, let's go to those people that are in the top 20 to 30 percentile. And if you missed our earlier segment, you can pick up our earlier segments at lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio button, and you can get this show and a lot of other shows there. But this top 30% of savers, that's folks who have $50,000 or more. Top 20%, that's $116,000 or more. So let's play a quick game with you savers out there. I'm going to ask you a question. How much do you need to save to retire? How much? Top 20%, you've got $116,000. You're winning the game as far as savers go, right? I say that facetiously, or I hope you can hear the sarcasm in my voice. Okay, what do you need to retire? Well, the experts are going to tell you need 25 times the amount that you want to spend or need annually. Okay, I like to use 4% of your wealth to live on. But anyway, let's take that 25 times. So the experts will tell you if you want $80,000 a year, $80,000 looks like you need to save $2 million. Okay, and again, I'm speaking to you savers out there. Question two, how long will you live? Well, none of us knows that answer. But again, if we're going to save and you need that $80,000 a year, you need to save $2 million. So let's follow that path. Age 30, you're on your way to $2 million. Based on this 4% rule or the 25 times what you want to spend, you need to have $400,000 by now. You need to be about one-fifth of the way there. Age 40, if you're driving right now, you're listening to me, and you're age 40, and you're trying to save your way to $80,000 a year in retirement, well, you need to be one-fourth to one-third of the way there at a minimum. That's $500,000 to $667,000. For those of you that are there, pat yourself on the back. I know the majority of you out there are not patting yourself on the back. Age 50, you're 10 to 15 years from retirement. Where do you need to be? Again, we're shooting for the huge, huge retirement of $80,000 a year, pre-tax. Where do you need to be if you're age 50? Well, you better be halfway there. You need $1 million, okay? And this is important. What are these financial advisors going to tell you at age 50? They're going to tell you need to tone it down. You need to start saving safer, okay? Saving safer. What does that look like to me? Looks like lower returns, okay? You're going to draw that time frame out. Age 60, some of you out there are thinking, well, I want to retire at age 60. Well, if you want to and you want that grand total of $80,000 a year based on what the experts tell you, that's $2 million. If you're thinking age 65, well, you should have $1.6 to $1.8 million. That's what the professionals are telling you. And then again, they're going to tell you to tone it down. Protect that nest egg is what you're going to say. They're going to tell you to tone it down, very low rate. So if you're not on track to that, come back to this last segment and you can see how we do it a little bit different. My name's Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show and continue our discussion on what path and where you are in your wealth building plan.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to DellOnTheRadio.com to access our free live training event schedule.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to 5waywemakemoney.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's 5waywemakemoney.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Briefly, I want to talk about our founder special that we're running. We've extended it another month, and this founder special that we're doing that Del has offered is because we're celebrating our new office that we opened in Phoenix, Arizona, brand new Lifestyles Unlimited office right there in Phoenix. And so we're running a founder special. So if what you want to do, if you want to do what we're doing, you want to invest in real estate, you don't need to attend the free workshop. You can join the Financial Freedom Program right out of the gate. And that program is regularly $740 a year. This founder special that will end at the end of this month, Dell's going to take $500 off of the cost of that. So it's only $240 for the Financial Freedom Program for 1 year. That is super cheap, my friends. That entitles you to the monthly case study events. You have full access to our online learning program. You can attend our two-day Financial Freedom Seminar as many times as you want. And you have full access to our vendor program for only $240. But you have to go to buymylifeback.com and enter promo code Mike. When you enter that promo code Mike, you'll get the $500 discount. That's buymylifeback.com, promo code Mike, and it's the founder special for our Financial Freedom Program. Okay, back to the part that I want you to take with you for this show. This is what I want you to carry with you throughout the day, and I want you to think about this. The poor spend their money. The middle class saves their money. And the wealthy invest their money. And how does that apply to you as you build your wealth or as you build your retirement plan? Because the majority of you out there listening to this show, I know you're probably in this middle class saving your money. And are you able to save enough? And if you followed the math from the last segment, we know the answer. The answer is no. Okay. There's another part that makes this a real problem in this country. And again, I think there's a retirement bomb that's going to blow up right in the face of Gen Xers and millennials. And it's blowing up in the face of baby boomers right now, too, frankly, with people not able to retire. They're not able to save enough. We discussed how 50% of this country has only $5,000 in savings. But a big issue that permeates this problem is in American society, it's considered some kind of social faux pas, or it's kind of rude to discuss investments, to discuss finances. And it's the exact opposite of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We'll open our books. And the reason we do it is not to brag or anything along those lines. It's to share. It's to teach. It's to help others do what we do. It's to help others build wealth. It's to help others create passive income. So you've got to open your finances and you've got to talk about it. And you've got to understand it. But for whatever reason, that is a social faux pas. It's considered rude to do that in this country. And so here we have people and they're headed toward a cliff and they're falling off the cliff, but we can't talk about it because the society rules or social etiquette forbids us from talking about it until it's too late. And you compound that in this mindset of poor spending their money, middle class saving their money, and wealthy investing their money. And it's wrong. And it surrounds us, okay? This middle-class mindset is everywhere. And it's preached to us in this auspice, this conventional wisdom world. It's in media, TV, print, radio, save, 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 right? Stocks, IRAs, 401ks, mutual funds, college saving plans, right? Educational IRAs. These are all savings plans, CDs, annuities, whole life insurance, paying the house off. We've talked about that. And yet there's a different mindset. There's this wealthy mindset. And they realize that you must invest your wealth, okay? They realize that if it does not cash flow, it's not investing, right? And let's talk about this investing. Let's talk about this cash flow. You must create cash flow. You must create your own retirement. And you can't save your way to it, but you can save your way to a single-family rent home. And that single-family rent home, on average, is going to pay you $400 a month times 12 months is $4,800 a year, okay? So a single-family home will create about $5,000 a year in passive income, positive passive income. Two homes is going to create $10,000 a year. 10 homes is going to create, two is going to be 10, and then 10 is going to create $50,000 a year in passive income, $4,000 a month, right? $48,000, basically $50,000. If you took a different route, if you went to invest in passive apartment communities, well, those returns, typically once the property stabilized, depending on the investment, and there's a lot to it here, but those returns look like 7%, 8%, 10%, 12%, many times better than that, annually tax-free, but it gets better. You have the added bonus of the refis, right? The refis typically come in year 3 to year 5. And what is that? Well, they return 60, 70, 100, 150, 300% or more. And yes, these are real deals that I'm talking about, my friends. And then you take that refi and you reinvest it into another deal and you create a cash flow snowball, as my buddy Andy Webb likes to use the term cash flow snowball. And I love it. And what is a cash flow snowball? Well, the debt snowball, we know what that is. That's been touted and marketed where you build up the snowball and you pay your debts down. Well, the cash flow snowball is the exact opposite. It's the other side of the mountain, right? It's the snowball that gets bigger and bigger and bigger because your passive income gets bigger and bigger and larger as you reinvest. You see, each year you make more money than you did the previous year. So let's take one of those refinance events. If you're a passive investor and you get 100% of your initial investment back, what's your return on that investment? Well, then it becomes infinity, right? Because you've been paid back. So your original, if you had $100,000 in the deal, and you do the refinance and you get $100,000 back, let's say in year 3 or year 4, your original 100 is still in the apartment community as an investment. And it may be earning 8 or 10%. But really, once you're paid back, it's earning infinity. So that's how the wealthy invest. They invest their money to create wealth. They invest it to create passive income. They invest it to take control of their life. We'll be back next week at the same time with the Dale Walmsley Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to remind you, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listen to the Dale Walmsley Radio Show. Access past show podcasts and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Dale Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Dale Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Dale Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Dale Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.